Another was Shaquille O'Neal, a charming giant who also played for the Lakers, but infuriated him because he little-brothered him and did not train like he did. No one trained like he did. To prove he was the best of basketball's lovers, he would go on playing when he was hurt, shooting left-handed when his right hand was injured, staggering on when ankles, knees and back were all sore. If he decided he was playing, no manager or coach could do anything about it. I played through the sweat and hurt because you called me. He claimed to have no memory of the last game he played, though he scored 60 points in it from 50 shots. For a while, his interests had been branching into multimedia, writing, filmmaking, and setting up a Mamba Sports Academy in Thousand Oaks. But most of these still had basketball at the core. His longest film, Muse, was about his career, and an animated short based on Dear Basketball won an Academy Award. He gave motivating talks in America and Asia, in which all his life lessons were carried over from the court. At Thousand Oaks, he coached his second daughter Gianna, among many others, in how to play his way. With a lover's impatience, he increasingly took helicopters to get to and from games, events, his office and the academy, in which case he might take Gianna with him. Carpe diem, seize the day, was his motto, learned at school in Italy. Tempus neminem manet, time waits for no man. Bad weather would hardly deter him.